Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trying to describe the altercation is the main squeeze of Ava Graham, William W. Matz. Hi, Bill.
How are you today, Angelo?
So, Bill, you went with a pack of wild banshees last night to the game. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess you could call them wild banshees. I think that's an accurate description.
And you right away, were you able to observe a lot of Red Sox fans in the stands at Citizens Bank Park?
There were a disgusting number of those dirty Bostonians in the crowd, yes.
All right, there were. All right. So at any point, was there any, you know, exchange of views between the Phillies fans and the Red Sox fans?
The Red Sox fans, they come in and they want to be loud. They want to try to take over the stadium because they have a little brother syndrome with us. They like to think they're blue collar, you know, hard fans like Philly, and they want to take over stadiums like we do. And you just can't let that happen.
Correct. I like your attitude. All right. What happened between you and these fans?
Well, I try to keep it PG-13. You got to. When you're heckling fans, when you're going back and forth trash-talking, you can't swear and you can't threaten physical violence. Otherwise,
okay,
you just get kicked out of the game, and so you lose.
True. All right.
So I like to throw things at them that make them think.
Right.
From, you know, David Ortiz is a dirty cheater, because he is.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Paul Revere is on Sam Adams labels. You couldn't even get the one guy famous from your city on the beer named after him.
That's
you
pretty good.
You got to make them think.
All right, those are thoughtful remarks. All right, but did they react negatively? Why would this have been on Boston?
Of course they react negatively, and they want to get in your face. But the thing is, all of a sudden, when they're in your face, they don't sound like extras from Good Will Hunting. The accent just disappears.
All right, well, what does that mean? Like, they're fake? What do you mean they don't have the accent?
I just don't think they actually talk like that all the time, only when they're in public.
Oh, all right. Were these people locals or were they from Boston? What's your guess on that, Bill?
I can't. I could never say they could be. How could you be a Red Sox fan from here? Jesus.
All right. Well, here's the thing I need to know. Because you seem like a fairly rugged individual. If there had been fisticuffs, do you think you could have taken these guys from Boston?
Angelo, I got to start with, I'm dating Ava Graham from the WIP Morning Show. I could not let her wake up to headlines of, you know, local celebrity's boyfriend gets in fight at Citizens Bank Park.
Are you kidding me? Hold on.
Hollis doesn't like what he's hearing. Hollis, that's a wimpy response, isn't it?
Come on, Matz, you're a big guy.
You could have taken these losers.
I feel like you're holding back something,
Come on, Bill. What's going on?
Why would you end up on Barstool? Were you just obnoxiously loud? Or were you... What was going on?
You know I was definitely obnoxiously loud.
I know that.
I mean, I'm obnoxiously loud all the time.
All right.
When there's beer and baseball involved, of course.
Right.
There was quite a bit of trash talk going back and forth.
There was. All right. But there was no actual physical violence.
No physical violence occurred, Angelo.
I'm disappointed.
I'm not.
You know what? No, but
no.
The thing with Hollis is, listen, Hollis is a man.
Yeah.
You understand? That's the male of the species. And it sounds like even if the guy hauled off and took a shot at you, you weren't going to respond.
Yes. I'm slightly disappointed, Bill.
Come on, Bill, you're a big dude. You could have taken these guys. They're from Boston. They're probably all really weak.
You know what? I'm not saying I couldn't have taken the man.
All right,
I'm
just saying, as
a classy Philadelphian, I took the high road.
Hon, real quick, how many beers did you have?
I don't know.
So damn it. All right. Hold on.
I wasn't going to go there, but I'm disappointed in the story, Bill. So I'm going to ask you a really tough one. Reuse earlier in the hour told a charming little story about his son and his first kiss. Do you remember the first time you kissed Ava Graham?
Oh, what the thing you're gonna ask me?
Shut up. Bill, take me back to the moment.
No, don't take him back.
God.
Don't take him back. Let it go, Bill.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Close the open mouth.
Shut up, baby. Turn your mic off. Go ahead, Bill.
I was sitting at my buddy's in South Philly, and she called me and said, "Hey, you know, I'd really like to see you right now." And I said, "Oh, wow, I've never been on this side of this phone call before."
Wow.
Mm. And she came over, and we shared a nice romantic kiss.
Oh, that is beautiful. Yeah, did you like so that, lame. Johnson?
That was
lame. Johnson, Al wouldn't have liked that. Al would not have cared for that.
I'm in the Al spot now, and that made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. It was so lame.
I feel hot.
No, Matt.
Damn it, Bill.
You did defend the honor of this city. Is that correct?
Absolutely, Angelo.
That's what's important. Thank you, Billy. Appreciate it, buddy. There you have it. Bill, they did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.